Spontaneous Generation, a creationist fantasy.
Answers with Hellbound Allie.
Allie, what does the disproof of spontaneous generation tell us about evolution?
In the 19th century, it was thought that life could sometimes start from water, rotting meat, or dirt. This is called spontaneous generation. In 1861, Louis Pasteur wrote his paper on the organized corpuscles existing in the atmosphere, which proved that the data previously thought as evidence of spontaneous generation was invalid, because it did not account for germs that float in the atmosphere. This was considered to be the end of the fantasy of living things coming from dirt. But there are still billions of people who believe that animals, including man, came from nothing, dirt or mud. Believers in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, they reject the scientific hypothesis that life came from the gradual adaptation of units of heredity and prefer to believe in the fairy tale of spontaneous generation. Science will always make religion look foolish.
For more answers with Hellbound Ali, please visit the radio section of strongatheism.net or www.hellboundallee.com.